Hi, my name is Madaraka Nyerere, and I'm here with RT on the beautiful island of Zanzibar. My father, Julius Nyerere, was the first president of Free Tanzania, and I wanted to talk to you about something that is affecting my country. The repercussions of Western sanctions on Russia reverberate far beyond the geopolitical arena, casting a shadow of uncertainty and disruption across continents and impacting nations in Africa in profound ways. One of the sectors most profoundly affected by these sanctions is energy. For many African nations, the reliance on African supplies, particularly the oil and gas industry, is a lifeline. Yet, as supply chains falter and costs escalate, these countries are confronted with the harsh reality of soaring energy prices and diminished access to vital resources. Furthermore, the ripple effects of sanctions extend beyond energy, permeating into all facets of development and collaboration. Projects with Russian entities, whether they be infrastructure initiatives or technological partnerships, now face the threat of stagnation as sanctions disrupt funding and collaboration channels. This stagnation not only impedes Africa's progress, but also undermines its aspirations for economic growth and self-reliance. In the face of these challenges, the absence of viable alternatives proposed by the West compounds the dilemma for African nations. They are left with a stark choice. African countries can mitigate the impacts of external pressures and chart a course towards a more just and sustainable future. Thank you for listening. I'm Madaraka Nyerere, and I will see you next time on RT.